January 1, 1924. Male status: Indian veterans of the First World War gain the right to vote in federal elections without losing their status and treaty rights. October 24, 1929. The 1929 collapse of the American stock market begins the Great Depression, which ravages the Canadian economy during the Dirty Thirties. Life is especially harsh in the prairies, where drought worsens conditions. The crisis inspires the creation of social welfare programs. January 1, 1931. Japanese-Canadian World War I veterans in BC granted right to vote. Veterans of the First World War in British Columbia become the first Japanese-Canadians granted the right to vote in federal or provincial elections. December 11, 1931. The Statute of Westminster received royal assent after being passed by the British Parliament. By establishing complete legislative equality between the parliaments of Britain and Canada, it is the closest Canada has come to a declaration of independence. May 26, 1932. CRBC, future CBC, established. Parliament passed an act establishing the publicly funded Canadian Radio Broadcasting Commission, the forerunner of the Canadian Broadcasting Corp of 1936. Before the CRBC, almost the only programs available to Canadians were from the U.S. August 1, 1932. The Cooperative Commonwealth Federation, CCF, was founded in Calgary. Led by J.S. Woodsworth, the CCF was the first major democratic socialist movement in Canada and went on to have a profound effect on the Canadian political landscape. September 21, 1934. Poet, novelist, singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen was born in Westmount, K. Cohen was one of the most iconic Canadian artists of the 20th century. A sage, mystic, bohemian and romantic, he built an acclaimed body of literary work and a revered career in pop music. August 22, 1935. Charismatic Bible-thumping William Eberhardt led the Social Credit Party to victory in the Alberta provincial elections. He was sworn in on September 3. The party dominated Alberta politics until 1971. January 1, 1938. Ducks Unlimited Canada was founded in 1938, 1 year after Ducks Unlimited Inc. was founded in the United States. The organization received money from waterfowl hunters for wetland habitat conservation projects in Canada. 11207-1-116. May 2, 1939. The National Film Act created the National Film Board, headed by Scots film producer John Grierson. The NFB pioneered developments in social documentary, animation, documentary drama and direct cinema. Its films have won hundreds of international awards. September 10, 1939. Canada declared war on Germany, 7 days after Britain and France. The first Canadian troops left for England in December. Although obliged to go to war at Britain's side, King's delay of a week was a symbolic gesture of independence. December 17, 1939. The British Commonwealth Air Training Plan was established. Operating from 1940 to 45, the BCATP trained some 131,000 airmen, one-half the total Commonwealth air crew, a decisive Canadian contribution to victory in the Second World War. February 26, 1942. Following the Japanese strike on Pearl Harbor, the federal government interns 22,000 Japanese men, women and children in British Columbia for the remainder of the war. The government apologizes for Japanese internment in 1988. Similar actions had taken place in 1914, with the internment of nationals from Germany, and the Austro-Hungarian and Turkish empires. August 19, 1942. Canadian and British troops raided the French port of Dieppe to test German defences. The raid lasted only 9 hours, but of the nearly 5,000 Canadian soldiers involved, more than 900 were killed and 1874 taken prisoner. January 1, 1944. status Indian World War II veterans. Veterans who served in the Second World War and their spouses are permitted to vote in federal elections without losing status, with some conditions. June 6, 1944. Normandy landings, D-Day. The 3rd Canadian Division and 2nd and 3rd Armoured Brigades landed on the beaches at Courcelles, Saint-Aubin and Bernier-sur-Mer on the Normandy coast as part of the invasions that led to the liberation of Europe from Nazi occupation. www.thecanadianencyclopedia.ca/n/timeline/100-great-events-in-canadian-history